Justin Wayne. Judy cut my head off, then she put it on again. Crept into my tent last night, then we got it on again. I don't understand the connection between sex and death. Time to raise your lazy bones before you draw your final breath.
For the Justin Wayne Show. I'm over here in the States. I understand the show is based in the UK, and it really, really depresses me that you guys over across the pond have to know who Sarah Palin is. You know, our apologies. So, you probably heard about the shooting we had of that Gabriel Giffords, and how, you know, Palin basically ordered a hit on the poor woman, and I follow everything Sarah Palin does because I hate her and I gotta fuel the rage fires every day before they go out. And I noticed that her response was she wrote a little paragraph on her website saying that she and her husband Todd were both praying for Gabriel Giffords. Now, I have a serious question. How long do you think Sarah Palin prayed for this woman? 20 minutes? You know, an episode of Seinfeld on DVD worth of time? 10 minutes? 5? Did she go down to a church? Did she just stay in her house? Did she take a knee? Did she say her prayer out loud? Did she just think it? And if it's the latter, you know what that means? That means in America, you can be a pseudo-political fascist bitch and order a hit on somebody, and an acceptable act of contrition is to think a sentence. And you know what the best part is? She probably didn't even do that. Here's how I see it going down. Dear God, please pray for the soul of Gabriel. Wah! Wah! Oh, I gotta go. My grandson is crying because my ugly daughter doesn't know how to take care of it. This has been Joe Dash for the Justin Wayne Show.
Talk it out, just lock them out. These days, yeah, can't afford to trust a man. plan. Who wears his heart on his sleeve? Miss your chance. These days you can't afford to sell yourself short. It's raining now and you're outside. The night is long.
Fun little song, and they did when we saw them live. They did that whole vocal round thing live. It was pretty cool, pretty cool. The band is called Bordeaux, B, which is with three X's at the end, and you can find them at myspace.com/Bordeaux, and also many places around London. They're a fabulous little band, jangly punk indie, kind of indie. They sound a lot like Los Campesinos, who are. One of Jason Ober's favorite bands. So I wonder, Jason Ober, do you like Bordeaux? He listens. I think he was behind in his podcast listening a while ago. I wonder where he's at these days. Where are you at these days in your podcast listening? Have you skipped some? Have you not? I'm just wondering what's going on. The numbers have been looking all right, actually, lately. So thank you very much for sticking with us and listening. And we're trying to do our best over here at the Justin Wayne Show and at Recharge Radio to make sure that you get what you want. So if you have something you want, send on over a little note. That'd be nice. Justin at RechargeRadio.com or studio at RechargeRadio.com. You want to address the wider Recharged Radio staff member base. That's the way to do it. And yes, so hello. I should say hello to Sam in Canada if he can hear me. He says he's having a problem with listening, and it sounds like he's got some sort of bandwidth issue. Because I think it would be. No one else has said anything. Anyone else in near the keyboard having a problem listening, or is it coming through fine? It just let me know, and I'll sort things out if need to be. If need to be sorted. We had a really beautiful email we read it on the air last week, actually, from a guy called Billy, I believe. No, I've forgotten now. Oh, no. I didn't mark it either. It was a very, very, very nice email. It was, I think it was Billy. But Billy was buying Clinton's music, and so we're going to play two tracks for Billy now. Before we get into hearing Rachel Golding, we're going to speak to her right after these two tracks. We're going to hear, She's Not a Chimney, but we're going to hear a song called She's a Chimney from the Clintons, and another one from an older album from them as well. If you're interested in buying some stuff from them, they have loads of really great stuff on the website. Head over to clintonsband.com. They've always got something free, and they've always got little package deals and stuff. Great sort of cross-section of internet marketing as far as they do. They do a very good job, and they make a living off it as well. They've made it too, haven't they? Right, let's hear She's a Chimney. This is a great tune. It's the Justin Wayne Show on Recharge Radio.
On my bowling alley cocktail waitress down at the Lucky Lanes. She says that I'm too young for her, won't give me the time of day. But I see her every Wednesday at the league night slinging booze. She's got me jumping right out of my old school bowling shoes. I'm all hung up on a woman, but she don't love me. I choked up on a secondhand accessory. You know I'm never gonna change her ways, 'cause women like that don't change. She's a chimney, she's a chimney. Sucking on a heater, put the love music on. She's a chimney, she's a chimney. Roll me over with your loving ways. She's a chimney, are you with me? Puff, puff, give, but she don't give. She's a chimney, sugar mama one. What am I gonna do with the notion of you? I can't get you out of my head. I know it sounds lame, you knock me out of my game. Quit loving on who you're loving on, come love on me instead. I'm all hung up on a woman, but you don't love me. I choked up on a secondhand accessory. You know I'm never gonna change your ways, 'cause women like that don't change. She's a chimney, she's a chimney. Sucking on a heater, put the love music on. She's a chimney, she's a chimney. Roll me over with your loving ways. She's a chimney, are you with me? Puff, puff, give, but she don't give. She's a chimney, sugar mama one. She's a chimney, she's a chimney. Sucking on a heater, put the love music on. She's a chimney, she's a chimney. Roll me over with your loving ways. She's a chimney, are you with me? Puff, puff, give, but she don't give. She's a chimney, she's a chimney. Yeah, baby, she's a chimney, she's a chimney. She's sucking on a heater. She's a chimney, she's a chimney. Roll me over. Are you with me? Puff, puff, give, but she don't give. She's a chimney, sugar mama one.
Scared of that sort of smoke that maybe got him. Left to the right, top to the bottom. Scared of that sort of smoke that maybe got him. Scared of that sort of smoke that maybe got him.
One, two. Well, I know this gal from California. She's as pretty as a pretty gal can be. I know that gal knows I like her, and I'm pretty sure that pretty gal likes me. Everything's fine except for one problem. She wants a big expensive diamond on her hand. And there ain't no way that I can settle down, 'cause I'm playing in a rock and roll band. The rock star life for a young and pretty wife. Question is, which one will it be? All the groupies and their teens with their Abercrombie jeans. Enough to drive a man like me crazy. I got the dirty eyes, my cooking tastes like scat. I go out when I can, always dress just like a man. I don't go north, I'm a trusty baseball cap. Now that pretty gal wants to take me shopping, buy me clothes and shoes that look real nice. But I don't wanna be bossed around, I just wanna paint the town. Not paint my hair to look like Vanilla Ice. The rock star life for a young and pretty wife. Question is, which one will it be? All the groupies and their teens with their Abercrombie jeans. Enough to drive a man like me crazy. Play guitar like Jimmy Page. Taking candy from a stranger's just plain wrong. I got my G-string on and look for love, love. G-string, G-string, yeah. The rock star life for a young and pretty wife. Question is, which one will it be? All the groupies and their teens with their Abercrombie jeans. Enough to drive a man like me crazy. Young and pretty wife. Question is, which one will it be? All the groupies and their teens with their Abercrombie jeans. Enough to drive a man like me crazy.
As promised, we have a very special, lovely person all the way down in Brighton today, I believe, speaking to us. It is Rachel Golding. How are you, Rachel?
Hello. Yes, I'm fine, thank you. Very
good.
Well.
It sounds like you've already done a radio appearance today, which is fantastic.
I have. I was up early this morning doing a breakfast show, doing a live performance, so nice and warmed up already.
All right. Ready. Vocal cords are nice and warm for us.
Yeah.
So you're a sort of a solo artist down in Brighton.
Yes,
will you tell us a little bit about how you got started and what you're doing now and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, of course. I graduated. I went and did a degree in music and then graduated from that and went straight into quite some lovely, exciting work doing backing vocals for Liberty X and G4 Busted and some names like that, and also a guy called Greg Lake from Emerson, Lake and Palmer, who I'm sure loads of people have heard of, but there's a tour with him. He's kind of my dad loves him, and but anyone who I mentioned like younger than me, they don't know. But no, he's awesome, and so I did a tour with him, and that was great. And then I've been performing with a band called Kina for the last couple of years.
Okay.
And doing various bits and bobs as a session vocalist and backing vocalist. And then I was just thinking, why aren't I doing what I want to do, my music? So that's when I've sort of this year sort of written new material, worked with producers, and really got it together, and released a song on iTunes earlier this year in January. And I'm just sort of promoting myself as a solo artist now. Still doing a few bits and bobs on the backing vocalist scene and the session scene, but mostly doing it as Rachel Golding.
All right, very cool.
Fun. A lot of fun.
So it was mostly sort of backing stuff right out of university that you got into the music industry then?
Yeah, just doing backing vocals on mostly TV kind of things, like some ITV shows and things like that, that, you know, that they do as part of their promotion.
Sure.
Yeah, well, and actually a few live things as well. I did a Surrey County show thing with Busted, which was really cool.
So, oh, wow.
A couple of big live things, which was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Are you doing like a lot of the promotion, and like how have you, because you've obviously going to release more songs than just the one sooner or later. What kind of, how have you done all the promotion yourself? Did you fund the record yourself, or how has that all worked out?
At the moment, it's all self-released, and I've got a couple of people sort of working for me, just helping out with bits of promotion here and there. But at the moment, it's just all self-released and self-funded. It's just kind of testing the waters, really, at the moment, to see what the reaction is and building up a bit of a buzz before then sort of thinking about the bigger picture, whether I can take it all the way self-release or sign to, you know, another company. But at the moment, it's all self-funded. It's all me.
What's kept you down in Brighton? Is it or do you enjoy the scene down there, or how's
Well, I moved here when I moved here to study, and so I moved here, I can't even remember how long ago, 7 years ago, and fell in love with it, and I just absolutely love it down here. So I decided to stay down here, and the music scene's great. There's lots, you know, every night there's hundreds of gigs going on, and it's just a really buzzing place, loads of musicians, and just being by the sea, it's beautiful. It's really inspiring, actually. A lot of the time I go down to the beach just to kind of read a book or something like that in the summer. And I always come back full of ideas for songs and things, just because it's so inspiring. So it's a good place to be for music and songwriting.
Very cool. The sea is definitely a stimulating force.
Yes, definitely.
We're jealous.
Yes.
Stuck up here in London. Where did you come from originally then? Surrey?
I'm from Guildford in Surrey, so okay. It's not that far. It's only about an hour.
Sure. Well, nothing's really that far from each other in England, is it?
Not down. Yeah, well, of course, no. But down here it's not. Yeah, it's nice and close.
Yeah. So you've got the single is out now. It's called I Like What You See, and we'll hear that in a little while.
Yeah.
What's the sort of release plan for? I mean, have you got like a big huge bank of songs recorded and you're going to be releasing over the next few months, or what's your sort of promotions? What have you got in store for us? Yeah.
At the moment it's just digitally released, with Like What You See. But what I'm planning to do is actually have the EP done in the next couple of months. Then I can actually release it on a hard copy as well and sell it at my gigs. So that's kind of what I'm working on at the moment. I've got four songs fully recorded, and I'm hoping to have five on there. So I've just got to finish off, well, the fourth one's just being finished off at the moment, and then the last one to be done, and then it'll be all ready to go. So that's the next step, really, is to get the EP out and actually start selling some of it at the gigs,
yeah.
as well as obviously digitally as well.
Yes. It looks like, at least from my perspective, that you're doing a lot. So you're sort of around all the time, and I've been seeing your name around quite a bit. And how are you managing? I mean, do you have a day job, or do you just spend your time doing the music, or how do you have that sort of set up? Because it looks like you're doing loads. So you're obviously doing something right as far as promotion goes. And if you say you're doing it all yourself, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm very, very lucky in that I've got the best job in the world, which is being a singer. So I teach singing one day a week in a school, which is great. And then I also just perform at various different sort of like function events and things like that, which keeps me busy. But obviously the money is like very good. So I only end up working a couple of days a week, which is very nice.
That's fantastic.
So I work at night time. On Friday and Saturday, and that's about it. But so it means I've got the weekdays free, so I can really spend my time on promoting myself as an artist. And I was a lot busier last year, but I sort of made a conscious decision to cut down on work to do this as a full time thing. So I'm surviving just singing. So, which is great. It's good to do.
Well, I would have thought there's a lot more opportunity to fail or to not do very well if you're not committing a lot of time to it. So
exactly, and it needs all this time. It needs you need to be able to spend a lot of time on it. So
yeah, how much time would you say you spend a week doing your promotions stuff? If you don't mind me asking,
four days a week I spend.
All right.
But it's realistically it's 24/7.
Sure, yeah.
I was saying the other day on Sundays, even on Sundays, really that's supposed to be my day off, and I still can't not do something.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I just have that brain where I just have to constantly work, which is fine. I enjoy it.
What are your favorite venues down there in Brighton for some people that, well, like myself, I'd love to come down and spend some time in Brighton, because it just seems like the music hotbed, or one of them, in England for sure.
Yeah, it definitely is. For the smaller venues, I really like a place called The Providence, which actually is just like a pub, and it's nothing that massive on the Brighton music scene, but actually it's a really good place to play because the sound quality is always amazing, and it's always really busy, just with people. I think it's just like a general chain of pubs. I can't think what they're called, but it's quite good. I like playing there. And the other place is the Brunswick. I played there a couple of weeks ago for the first time, which I've always heard about it but never been there, and it's lovely, really nice place. I did an acoustic thing there, which was really nice and intimate, but I think they do band stuff as well. It just seems like a really cool place. But then obviously you've got the bigger places like the Dome, which is beautiful, really nice place, and the Corn Exchange, and obviously the Brighton Centre. But for smaller bands, unsigned bands, the Brunswick's great, Providence, great.
Yeah.
There's so many places though, like you could just get lost.
From someone that's there, what is the indie scene like? Is it everything I've heard and read about? It's just amazing.
It is. It's a lot of people are saying that they're getting, it went for a stage of everyone getting a bit tired of music down here, and everyone was sort of going, oh no, the Brighton music scene is dying and all this, and actually recently in like the last year it's really picked up again, and I really think people are more, up for going out to gigs. It seemed to go through a weird stage a couple of years ago where people just wouldn't go out, and I don't know why, but probably the recession, I suppose. But it's like in the last sort of year people have really started going out again to gigs, and there's loads of different things on as well. There's loads of like different types of night, and it's quite an arty place, obviously, Brighton, so they do all sorts of weird things, like what was it I saw the other day, some acting thing where they had like actors undercover them bursting out into song and things like that, like a weird plays where you go and you just sort of be part of the audience, and then parts of the audience just burst out into song and things like that. It's really, really amazing.
Huh.
And it's, yeah, it's like one of those kind of like, what do you call those murder things? You know, where you go to those parties and you all characters. That's right.
Or on, well, they do those on trains sometimes as well, don't they? You can like go ride the murder train or something.
Yeah, yeah, it was like that kind of thing, but in a gig.
Very cool.
It was really strange. It was great fun, but yeah. So they do all those kind of things, like really, really fun, arty things. Hmm. So it's a great place for music and arts and all sorts of things like that.
Sorry, the siren was me because I'm in London. So when can we expect the you said the next couple of months, but when can we sort of expect the EP to be out and for us to grab one from you?
I'm hoping for the beginning of April. That's the plan, and it's looking all set to do that. So I'm hoping for literally the first week of April to release it. But it all depends. I mean, there's been a couple of tracks where I've recorded them and then haven't been quite happy with them, so I've had to go back and, you know, redo them or rework certain bits. Because I find it quite hard to find the people, because I can take the song so far. I write the chords and the melody line and things like that. But as far as production is concerned, I have to work with producers, obviously, to get that bit across. And I find it quite hard to find people who kind of are on my wavelength and kind of know what I'm trying to do. So it's been a bit of a journey that way. But I think I worked with a guy called Tim Hart who did Like What You See, and I think he really kind of gets what I'm doing, which is great. And a guy called Matt Greaves as well, who's based down this way. And so those two producers seem to really, really work for me. So I think it's in a good place at the moment. So hopefully it will come out sounding great. But yeah, it's still a couple more things to finish off on it, and then we'll be ready for release.
Cool. Have you got a title for the first EP then? Or is it just going to be self-titled?
Yeah, I've got a few ideas, but nothing, you know, I won't say them just yet. Yeah, they're kind of the ideas where I think, oh, that's really cool, and then I say them to someone, they're like, no, don't do that.
It's funny, some things sound so good in your head, and then you, as soon as you say them to someone else, you go, oh, that didn't sound very good, did it? And they're like, no, it didn't.
So yeah, I'll try them out on some more people before I announce them officially.
Right. Well, I know where to find you online, but tell the rest of our listeners where to find you online and stuff.
Yeah, you can find me on my website, which is rachelgolding.co.uk, and from there you can link to the Facebook, the MySpace, the Twitter, and all that kind of jazz, which is probably the best way to go about it, rather than me listing all these. There's so many different places, isn't there? The social networks, it's brilliant.
Is there? I don't know. Where are these?
Well, I think for me to list out five different social networks, it takes me forever. So I just say, go to the website, click on the links. It's as easy as that. It's simple. But I'm on all of the usual ones. So
very cool. And you're at the Iambic Theatre coming up on the it would be tomorrow night, wouldn't it?
No, it's
This is pre-recorded. It will be tomorrow night.
Did I just give it away?
The magic of podcast radio. No, it's all right.
Yeah, the 17th, supporting Kina, who are one of the bands that I've been doing backing vocals for. So that'll be really interesting, really fun to do, because they're really good friends of mine. So
very cool.
It'll be quite a nice gig, I think. Yeah.
Right on. Well, I look forward to seeing you when you come back to London. I know I had to turn you down once because we had to go pick up our car or something.
Oh, yeah.
Some sort of nonsense. But I will see you very soon. And thanks very much for coming and speaking to us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me. And thank you for your time.
Yeah. Well, now you have, before we play the single, you have to tell us why this was the first single. And you can, if you want, give your best shot at doing a good radio introduction for it.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, well, I chose this song because it was not only my favourite, but I thought it was the most commercial out of all of my tracks. And it was sort of, I did do a bit of a test with my my fans so far and sort of see which song. It was between this one and a couple of others, and majority went for this single. It's actually the only one out of all of my songs which is completely written by me, which is interesting. Produced by Tim Hart, but as far as you know, the chords, melody and vocal line go. It's all me, which is great. I wrote it, I think, last year, and it's just a fun pop track, which I enjoy performing.
Cool.
So are you ready for the intro?
Go ahead.
Okay. So thank you very much for having me. This is Like What You See by Rachel Golding.
that's going to about do it for the Justin Wayne Show this week. Of course, I hope you enjoyed yourselves. Big thanks to Rachel Golding. Big thanks to all the other bands that were on the show today. Always a pleasure to play. A big thanks to Bronny for the free music feature, and a big thanks as well to Raquel Aurelia for the track of the week. That there was We Are Augustines. We have an interview done by, I would imagine it's done by Mr. Jordan Thomas, that we're going to play right now, and then Island Music. So Island Music will be about 10 minutes behind schedule, but this is an important thing that we wanted to air for We Are Augustines, and so there you go. I will talk to you very soon. My name is Justin Wayne, and this has been the Justin Wayne Show on Recharged Radio.
This is Recharged Radio.